tradition of Wieners and Such, the Game of Thrones internet radio show. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with Johnny Cake Sanzeri.
But when I'm on the show, I am You Know Nothing John Sanzeri.
Oh, I'm sorry. You Know Nothing John Sanzeri. And Dennis Drozdowski.
That's good enough. Hi.
Light crowd tonight.
Some dude from Westeros.
light crowd tonight because Royce and Marie are at Bonnaroo. And is Ariel going to jump on with us? I thought she was thinking about it.
I believe she got attacked by the Night Watch.
Oh,
something.
Wow. Well, that's probably not good. But and then Mitch and Sherry are painting their deck. So, but I don't know why
it's
they
like
want to come
8
on.
8 o'clock at night. Why they want to do it at night and in the rain?
I don't know what those two do. They're just weird. But I don't know why they wouldn't want to either. Just because this last week's episode was woo. A lot of shit happened.
Yeah.
Where do you guys want to start? Just I guess from the beginning is generally where we normally would start with this show, but.
Start with Stannis Baratheon as a fucking dick.
Okay.
I cannot believe that shit, dude.
Dude, okay. After that scene, let's just jump right into that because, dude, I was sitting there and I was like close up on the TV going, no. Dude, I had to pause it, go outside, smoke a cigarette, and open a new beer. Like, that affected me.
It was the first time in this season that I actually got teary-eyed because, like,
I got choked up too. I got like a lump in my throat. It was awful.
Well, all the happy horse shit that he gave to his daughter a couple episodes ago, he's like, "You're my daughter. I love you." When everyone said, because she actually she called him out. She's like, "Are you do you not
are
like
you proud
me?
Of me?
Like,
right? Do you not like me?" He's like, "What makes you think your mother doesn't like you?" Because she says I don't like you, or whatever it was that she said.
Yeah, and then he brings up this whole story how, like, you know, got the dragon scale, and, you know, they send her away, and they wanted to do, and he stuck by her, like, this huge heartfelt, like, oh, he really does have a heart. And then this
and then
shit happens.
This shit happens. Like, and then.
How do you think that fire started? Because that's where, like, the episode started was Red Witch of the Wicked West comes out, and all of a sudden, all this fire just, like, takes out all the crops and most of like
well,
the
well no they
the
said
camping.
That 12 deserters or 12 dudes just attacked like
no, that was Ramsay and his 20 fucking men.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, I missed that. Okay.
Yeah, they even said 20 men. They repeated it like 3 times just to drill it in. Yeah,
I didn't realize that it was Ramsay. I just for some reason I didn't because I legally downloaded this on Torrent, which isn't legal.
Allegedly.
So they generally don't have the previously on. Right at the beginning, they just goes launches right into the theme song. So, but I completely forgot about that. That's right. Okay, yeah. So Ramsay decides to burn the horses and the food and everything like that, which was a brilliant move. And then I guess like they didn't really have the Red Witch saying much that kind of led into we have to sacrifice. Actually, you know what? Hold on. Didn't in the last episode she kind of hinted towards it, and Stannis got pissed. That she would even suggest it.
Yeah, she started getting a little uppity last week.
Yeah,
and then Stannis took the dyslexic dude and said, "Get out of here, you know, like leave." Because which
he
makes
knew I mean, that if he was there, he would have fucking caused a ruckus. Yeah,
he would have put a stop to this nonsense.
So he's like, you know, I don't want to lose my best guy. I might as well just kill my daughter, while he's away. But.
But then what's going to happen when he comes back? Like, oops, yeah, there was a brush fire and she wore one of those fine-ass flame...
Yeah, it's not like he can, like, you know, say, oh, you know, a coyote got her or something like that. Like, the entire army sat there and watched him burn his own daughter.
And then the mom did, like, a half-assed, oh, wait, like...
She, like, kind of realized, yeah, halfway through, she was just like, oh, my God, that's my kid. What the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, she was like, I don't want to play this anymore.
Yeah,
and that daughter, if I'm not mistaken, was pure blood. So that was his bloodline.
Yes. Yeah, that was the only daughter that that the other ugly bitch gave him. So,
which is clearly why she had to burn. Because that makes sense.
Clearly.
Yeah.
What? So they get this like started. Yeah, we'll make another one. It's okay.
Did the Red Witch explain in any of the previous episodes like why you have to sacrifice a kid? to the red gods or fire god? Or?
Not really a kid per se, but you sacrifice to whatever sun god or whatever god that they believe in.
Why wouldn't they just pick some random dude? Why does it have to be his daughter?
She said, because I have great tits.
Oh.
It's in the album.
Dad ass dough.
I must have missed that part.
Special DVD features.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have those yet. But, dude, like, the second he sat down next to her and was like, you know, forgive me, I was like, oh, no. He's going to, oh, no, no, no. And guys, I'm sitting there going, no, no. And I got out, and I was distraught for a couple of minutes. Like, I went outside, and, like, my roommate was just playing Xbox, whatever. I'm like, dude, do you watch Game of Thrones? He's like, no. And I'm like, dude, they just fucking burned a 12-year-old. Her mother and father just burned her for some kind of a god thing, and I'm affected right now. And he just started laughing at me.
In every half and watching it, there were two voices. There was somebody yelling no, and you could hear, ah,
yeah, in the background.
Oh my god, it lasted for like 5 hours.
I know, dude. They really know how to rub it in, don't they?
That was so good. And like, you didn't see her burn, you just heard her. And those screams were so real. Holy fuck.
By the way, the internet exploded after that scene. People were fucking pissed because
internet got all like uppity about that. But at the same time, it's a fucking show,
right?
It's a fantasy show.
But dude, you know how it is with these shows, in the fact that you get invested in them, you get invested in the characters. And when something as innocent as that poor little girl who just had a little bit of grayscale on her gets burned at the stake.
And it's a TV show about a medieval-esque time where, you know, shit happened, which were not exactly like the Renaissance fair.
Well, everybody kind of knew that, but okay, here we go. There's an article posted. Something terrible on Game of Thrones happened, and people are really mad.
but then funny you say that. People are like, oh, they take medieval times in such a dark light. It's like, it's not all sunshine and farts, man. They all smelled like shit. People, like, they didn't have social media. They just had, well, I mean, I guess like in this fantasy show, that what they had, like, crows. But then, like, you know, all these people are like, oh, that's not, they shouldn't have done that. Like, they did worser things.
Worser.
Pardon my English. They did worser things in that sort of time period. You know, it's like, if anything, they're kind of, in a way, historically accurate.
By the way, for those who are trying to listen live, you heard nice, juicy silence for the past 6-7 minutes. So, yay, that was all my fault.
Are you serious?
Yep.
You just now hit connect.
Welcome again.
Oh, you dumb fucker.
So welcome to the Game of Thrones podcast, Wieners and such.
Oh, my Lord.
If you missed the best 10 minutes of radio ever,
which you can
always hear when you download it.
Should we tweet this out real quick? Game of Thrones show.
I'm really good at this.
So the beginning of the episode last Sunday, Stannis Baratheon decided, hey, all this fire and stuff, let's listen to Red Witch with Tits, and let's burn somebody at the stake.
Don't worry about the live listeners. If they miss the first 6 minutes, we can always go back and they can listen to the podcast. But basically, here, let me just let's see. There was a lot of reaction that happened on the Twitterverse. Let me read a few of this stuff. Said, after tonight's Game of Thrones, Stannis leapfrogged to the douchebag Hall of Shame. Local man ruins everything. The night is dark and full of, oh, fuck you, Game of Thrones. Fuck you, Stannis. People were fucking angry after last week's episode. Like, everybody just, oh. That was great, though. That's the brilliance of the show, is just because they'll just take a left turn out of nowhere. Which all the great shows have that. We're just like, no one's sacred. Anybody could die in the most horrific fashion at any moment. So that's why, you know, that's why we all love it, apparently. So, but
yeah. And then, like, that being said, I mean, they said prior to like this entire season, oh, this is going to be a doozy. Well, so far it has.
So every episode has kept me on the edge of my seat. There was a last season. There was a few duds here and there. Not duds. I mean, they progressed the story. Obviously, they never like her in a low. But it's like, okay, well, not a whole lot happened. But whatever. I get why they did it.
So. Do you think that this coming Sunday, the season finale, do you think it's going to run longer than just an hour?
No. Have they ever run anything longer than an hour?
Sometimes they have.
Have
sometimes
they?
Like an hour. Sometimes an hour and 30 minutes.
I don't remember that
every
ever
now
happened.
And then again, it runs a little over an hour. It's usually a little under. Like last week felt really short because they ended at 54 minutes, which was, I think, the shortest episode this season.
Well, they spent all that money on the dragon CGI and that whole fucking like war battle thing.
That's a good point. Can we leave that until the end? Because we're all gonna.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, can we? Let's go back
save what to the end?
The whole dragon thing.
Oh right, yeah. Oh definitely, yeah. We're gonna get to that eventually. But okay, so that basically we had to get right into that part of it. But so then progressed the that whole thing happened, and then you basically had in Dorne, Jamie got captured by a wheelchair guy and his lesbian sister. Who at what point did you guys feel like that? Like when the sister, I forget her name, I don't really care, but the lesbian, I'm just gonna call her a lesbian chick, and Jamie were like talking. Did you think that like she was, you know, kind of like?
Are you talking about the sand snakes, the ones that can't do actual stage battling to save their life, but damn, they have some pretty perky boobs.
Yeah, and I don't get what was up with that whole hand slap thing. Like, why was that even a thing? Like, why was that entire scene in the show?
Because it's hot.
I guess because those girls can't wield a sword to save their life. They can't even do like actual combat moves. Hey, how about we play patty cake? Okay, they can do petty kick and roll.
So you take issue with their acting?
I didn't like them when they had to shoot in the daylight at that one location. And I've watched it over and over again, that whole fight scene. There were so many horrible edits because the girls that they casted couldn't do – they had no athletic ability to save their life.
Now, I would never have picked up on that. I didn't really pay attention to it, but –
because anyway, I'm sorry.
So Jamie basically got captured, and he essentially, you know, kind of basically told the truth. Like, yeah, I'm here to take her home because we thought she was. We got a threatening message. You sent her fucking necklace back to us and made it seem like she was getting attacked. So that's why I'm here. And then
just about as much truth as he really should have. He didn't go into details.
Right, into the details, but he was just kind of. He didn't try to like play it off like anything else other than yeah, I'm trying to get my fucking niece, which is his actual daughter, but. But the guy, cripple guy, I'm just going to call him Wheelchair Bob. Wheelchair Bob was just like, no, we want to have a good relationship with the Capitol. And his sister, just that bitch, she doesn't want any of it.
Can I just point out I love Wheelchair Bob? He's like one of those, you know, he's got to refrain from confrontation as much as he can, but he will fuck up every motherfucker in the room if he has to.
Well, no, his black green mile bodyguard will.
Well, yeah.
I love the fact that was the stipulation. Like, hey, we're going to let your guy go, but he has to get punched in the face first. Like, that was the stipulation the prince had? Okay, fine, whatever. So I guess they're all traveling back to the Capitol. So I don't know what that's going to accomplish, but I know that, I guess they're just trying to go, okay, get him back to the Capitol because his dumb sister is fucking, you know, still stuck in a prison at this point.
Well, I don't think Jamie knows that she's stuck in a prison.
No, he doesn't know. That's my point. He's like, he has no idea this is going on. And that his nephew is this weak piece of shit. So.
And then Pointy Shoulders McGillicuddy, I guess, like, didn't want to, like, kneel to Wheelchair Bob. And eventually she's like, okay, I'm going to have to do it.
I think that's a ploy, obviously.
Pledge my allegiance to the flag or whatever.
Yeah. And then... Well, okay, so there's that whole... So they're still in jail, but they let the other guy out as long as he got punched in the face. And then that whole conversation... I actually kind of didn't really pay attention to the whole conversation between Jamie and Lesbian Sister. I mean, I should start fucking remembering these names. There's 1,001 characters in this stupid show.
Yeah, that whole conversation was not auspicious at all, because suddenly she came in all sweet-like and like, you know, I don't think anybody was really responsible for it. Yeah, really?
Well, here's the thing, is that she's kind of relating with him. I remember the conversation now.
I think she's relating. They're just playing him.
She's relating. She, at one point in the conversation, was relating to him in the fact that, yeah, I used to fuck my brother, and my brother's dead because of your family. So... You know,
like, yeah, that's right. They're bringing up like, oh, so
like,
yeah, so
oh, you're a brother sister fucker just like I am. So, because she used to hook up with her brother, and then she knows, and everybody in the whole kingdom knows that Jaime hooks up with Cersei. So.
But I guess, like, in the country that they live, they don't,
yeah,
like,
Dorne, it's not a problem.
Prison people or whatever. It's like, yeah, whatever. It's the Alabama of the Westeros.
Yeah. But.
Amen.
I don't have my board pulled up.
I don't have that sound clip.
Alabama, man. There you go.
Well, that's wrong show, but whatever. Anyways, let's see. I actually have it in mute in the background because sometimes I forget like what it was that was talked about. And then let's see. Oh, okay. So
Arya.
Now she was basically her like kind of mission was to like get dirt on the gambler guy because apparently that was her first kill was going to be this guy. And then fucking what's his face shows up.
Shelock's brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mycroft.
So why was he there? They didn't really. I kind of missed of what they were talking about as well.
Well, trying no, there's something in the Iron Bank, I guess.
Yeah, I can't believe Royce is missing the episode where we're talking about the Iron Bank because I know he loves the Iron Bank. Can't wait to talk about the Iron Bank.
Iron Bank.
I especially like how you call it an Iron Bank instead of an Iron Bank.
He's foreign. Whatever. That's what they do.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Oysters, clams, and cockles. Oysters, clams, and cockles.
Right. So. She basically follows this guy to a brothel, and that's another thing that they haven't really hinted at it much. Up until Sansa got fucked, they didn't really kind of delve into the underage fucking stuff as much. This one, they went face first into it, where he's sitting there with all these whores coming up, and he's like, too old.
Whores, they were all fucking tens, man. He's like, too old.
Too old. Well, he's into the kids, and you saw, like, the second he saw Sansa, his dick got hard. Like, he was just like... It was like, oh my God, the guy's a pedophile. They've addressed incest. They've addressed everything except for pedophilia on this show at this point.
And I'm actually surprised that
tits.
Huh? And
I'm actually surprised that he didn't notice, didn't recognize Arya.
Well, it had been so long since he'd seen her, though. Right?
Well, he almost. Does anybody get the feeling that Arya is going to have to try to make a play for him?
Yes. Yeah, I thought it was going to happen then.
Being a young girl.
Thought it was going to happen then where she was going to go and then obviously, you know, she's going to go as she's going, you know, acting like she's going to fuck him and then kill him. But, like, just that whole scenario in itself, it's like, oh, the show's going there. Yes.
Too old.
That ruled. I don't know why, but it was like, oh, okay, they've gotten on every other topic except for this one at this point.
But like, do you think Arya's master? Because basically she was supposed to kill the thin man, came back to Half Face in the black and white cookie house, and he's like, "Well, did you do it?" He's like, "Oh, he wasn't hungry, and it was a lie." But like, I was like, "Oh, this guy has like the best poker face and knows when you're lying." So I wonder if I wonder if he's still playing Arya, like, okay, well, maybe next time. But at the same time, you bitch, you're going to go after somebody else?
By the way, Ramcat in chats is reminding, with vinegar, not vanilla.
It wasn't vinegar. They said fucking vanilla.
I was going to play it for you. Pulled it up, and it said vanilla 3 fucking times.
Did you have it? Can you pull it up?
Not now, I can't. I don't want to. I don't want to crash my computer again.
Okay. I'll see if I can't pull it up. But in the meantime, hey, Mark, if you got Skype, buddy, jump in and then just call Dutch Radio on Skype.
They're all on the road, dude.
Oh, he is too? Oh, he's just listening to live? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going to Boner Jams 2015. I keep forgetting that they were rolling with.
I knew that Marie and Royce, and by the way, Marie and Royce, if you're listening right now, fuck you for not telling me you guys weren't going to be on the show. I know you mentioned Bonnaroo. I didn't know that you weren't going to do the show Tuesday night because I knew you were leaving Wednesday morning. I didn't know you guys needed your sleepy time, you old people. But let's see. What episode was the vanilla one? Was that?
That was last, a week and a half
ago. That was like, it was a week and a half ago.
So it was episode 6?
8?
Well, I don't have 8 on here.
I'm going to say 8 because last Sunday was 9.
Okay.
And this Sunday's going to be 10.
Right.
I can count.
And I'm jumping through trying to find the scene. It says fucking vanilla. Because I remember even getting thrown off by that, going like, who the fuck? Vanilla?
Sir Ramcat Jackson is saying it was vinegar, you dick.
Okay.
Just saying.
I wish I had it. I don't have it. Okay, you know what? Next week at the finale, I'm going to start the show off, Mark, and I'm going to play the thing, and I'm going to mush it right into your face. So take that. Anyways, so we could both or all of us predict that Arya is probably going to get herself involved in a situation where she's got to act like an underage whore, which, by the way, that girl that he finally settled on looked really young.
I'm telling you, she did not have those nasty women parts. Tits.
Right.
None of that.
Jumping on board with us is our crew from the road. How you doing, boys?
We're good. We're driving right now. We're in Alabama. We're almost there.
Alabama?
We are listening to the show. And by the way, Dutch, which we're talking about. Nice. We were talking about recently. We rewatched the episode, and I put the closed captions on because I also thought it said vanilla, but the closed caption says vinegar.
Okay, well, then that actor needs to learn how to speak.
Well, what do you want from him? He fucking kills people. And secondly, I called for the main reason, finally, some goddamn Iron Bank talk. I was like, what's happening with the finances? What's the interest rate like? Can you get a loan on a castle? And finally, they answered it. So you know what? Those loose ends of the Iron Bank, they finally covered it up. And yes, Arya's going to go in there, and she's going to murder some fucking shit with
Do you think we're going to you think we're going to see some nudity out of her? Is she legal?
Did you literally just ask me if we're going to see nudity out of
Arya? That's why I stopped myself and said, is she legal? Because, dude, Sansa's legal. She's 20.
I know, but I don't know. Maybe when she's old enough, Dutch, but thank you for making it weird. What fucking, you should be there
saying,
I'm just
saying, do you think the show will go there? I'm not saying because I want to see it. Ew, no, gross.
Honestly, though, at this point, after everything they've done, I think they'll go anywhere. Because, like, he's sitting right behind me, too. I see you're typing in the chat. And by the way, I'm going to be the first one to say it, guys. They were so brave to do that episode last
Very
week.
Very brave. So brave.
Very brave.
Very brave.
Super brave.
Caitlyn
no, but
and
I
Jenner
really,
brave.
I really enjoyed the episode.
Dude, it was – did you have the same – I don't know if you heard the first part of the show, but it got – well, Dennis forgot to fucking hit the push live now button, but it'll be on the podcast. But, dude, I got affected by that. I think we all did when he burned his daughter.
Dude, everybody got affected by him burning his daughter.
Everyone
and even
was
that
so
scene,
mad.
The little scene where the mother the whole time didn't like her and wanted her to go away, and then even she said, oh, this is for the best. And once she heard her daughter screaming, she tried to save her. Like,
mother,
that was
father,
fucking
mother,
intense.
Father. Oh, God.
I mean, that was – and by the way, what's-his-face knew that she was – that they were going to – that she was doing that, that she was going to – do that because
the
elite, yeah because
the old man? Yeah
yeah because he knew what was going on, you know.
Oh, you, I mean, that's the reason why he wanted her to come with him when he went back to Castle Black.
Exactly, because he knew that she said you got to do that, and once he knew they were going to kill her. But he's that loyal, I guess. He's that loyal to Stannis, you know.
Yeah, or that weak. I think he's going to end up killing the Red Witch. What do you guys think?
I think I wouldn't be far fetched if he does kill the Red Witch. I think he might.
I think it's only fitting. Like, she's been a thorn in his side, and he had to basically watch her in her ugly belly, you know, sit there with her pussy hanging out, and a ghost came flying out. He endured that. He endured having to be in a fucking jail cell for 6 months because of that bitch. Dude,
yeah,
he
really
has to
put
kill
his
her.
Thorn in her, huh?
What? But.
Well, I mean, this episode, like I said right after the episode, the first thing I posted on Facebook was people that were upset about that Sansa rape have to be looking up how to tie nooses right now, because this episode, at least to me, had way worse shit in it.
That girl was so likable. She was.
I think it's the children. There were children. That's what it was.
They burned
Both
a 12-year-old.
And the murder 12-year-old and the fucking and the brothel with the 12. It was all.
That girl in the brothel looked very young, dude. Pedophilia. Yeah. Parents burning their children at the stake for little to no reason. Because I still don't know why it has to be her.
What I will say is you could absolutely tell that the show's gotten bigger and bigger, and they keep getting a bigger CGI budget. I know you guys are going to talk about the dragon at the end, but I was just impressed that the CGI budget has gotten bigger and bigger.
That,
you know,
really impressed me.
Yeah.
Well, not in that, though, but, like, dude, you could tell that they had, like, aerial shots, you know, things with, like, massive crane shots. You know, it wasn't just them running around with, like, handheld cameras like they do on Walking Dead, you know what I mean? Like, it was
you don't,
these
you
wide
don't think that they had
things.
you don't think they had dolly tracks up in the bandstands of that arena?
No, but dude, I'm talking about in the final scene, like, you know, the overall, like, when I'm just saying the camera work is that of like a big budget movie.
What I want is I need some sort of remix of "You Make a Clap" with Khaleesi clapping. I would love to watch that.
Oh my god, that'd be great.
"I Make a Clap." But yeah, I mean the fucking episode. I'm happy. I'm going to bond. Don't get me wrong, but I'm bummed that we couldn't be on this episode because so much fucking happened.
Well, you sound okay. I mean, you can hang out if you want.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I might pass the phone around because everyone's in the car that does the show too. Because I'm driving. But if any of you guys want to hop on here, Mark.
Are you on speaker?
Hello.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
So, you're saying too old?
I'm saying too old in the context of Aria.
Oh.
Which, so by the way.
You think that younger the better is what you're trying to say.
The last girl, and I say girl as the optimal word, the expression on her face, what the fuck was going on? I don't know where I'm supposed to be at, and they just.
I'm watching the scene because, dude, I'm watching the scene right now because I have it. I have the movie playing in the background, like with the sound off, just so I can like remind myself. And wow, yeah, like the first three girls you pulled up and he said too old to, they looked like whores, and then they brought up like just this, this little girl.
She's like some servant's daughter, probably that they found around the corner.
Petrified. And his creepy ass face. Yeah, dude, definitely Arya has got a... Dude, I wouldn't put it past the show if they mounted... They actually showed her, like, getting on top of him as if she's going to get naked and then putting a knife into him. But I wouldn't put it past them to, like... Because how old is Arya supposed to be at this point? 13, 14?
Maybe pushing that. I'd say at the very oldest, maybe 15. But my question is that... So all of this that's going on right now where she was following this guy, the gambler, and she was going to off him as part of her training with Jaqen H'ghar and the Many-Faced God, and now she's diverted to this one guy that she's wanted to kill this entire time and who also wants to kill her.
Oh, hold on. Was that part of her mantra that she used to go to sleep with? Was he one of the names?
Yes, he is one of the names.
Okay, now I understand.
Is he the one who killed her fencing teacher? That was his.
Yes, that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, and so, but all of this, is it still part of Jaqen H'ghar's plan, or is this something that she's just going off on her own and doesn't give a fuck about the men he's got?
I think it might be part of his plan, like, because I think that she's still going to try to kill the other guy, or probably not at all. That was probably just, like,
I think that was an afterthought. I don't think Jaqen H'ghar knew that she was going to run into him, unless, like, that network of the Many-Faced God assassins are that deep. But I think he was just basically trying to give her her first kill mission, and then she happened to stumble across this guy.
I disagree. I think she's being played.
Okay.
I think knew she was gonna see him and get distracted.
Okay.
I honestly think that because of how they were reciting everything in the last episode, not this past week, but the one before, where she was kind of letting him know about her new persona and how she's going to do this, and she's selling oysters and cuckolds and all this stuff. I'm going to turn right instead of left. I think he already scoped all this out and kind of had some sort of, I don't know, ethereal or supernatural premonition where she was going to eventually run into this guy.
Right.
I totally agree with Rami.
Right. And then when she walked into the temple and he was basically Kevorkian, that one guy, and he was like, you know, where'd you go? And she lied to him, and he kind of gave her the face of like, okay, I know what's up. You got work to do.
which, by the way, Buttercup did bring up a good point that this may be all part of testing her faith in regards to the Many-Faced God. But while they were having their conversation and she was telling Jaqen H'ghar, yeah, he wasn't hungry this week. He'll be hungry next week. I had a chuckle whenever they were talking, and then the guy that was right behind him just keeled over and died. Like, okay, yeah, we got to take care of this dead body. But anyway, so this guy's not hungry this week. We'll deal with him next week. I promise you.
Girl, yeah, he really didn't, like, care too much. Like he's like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, I'll pretend to believe you. Awkward silence.
Well, I honestly want to know, though, as far as, because I don't know if you guys have touched on it at all, as far as Stannis and him burning to death Shireen and
dude, we launched into the show with that. We had to.
Gotcha.
Man, did that affect everybody.
Yeah, I'm just still trying to figure out, though, how is that going to help? It's under the premise of that his army is going to be somewhat energized, or he's going to get some supernatural shit, or...
Here's the thing, is that, like, I still am trying to figure out why they couldn't have just burned any one of his regular men. Why did it have to be his daughter? I still don't... I'm sure they might have addressed it at one point, but I forget what it is.
He said the sacrifice had to have been of royal blood. That's about as much as I remember.
Royal blood. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Huh.
So when you think royal blood, what's the first thing that comes to mind? My daughter.
Right. Hey.
First line, too. I mean, directly related, anyway.
Well, yeah, and the only one else around. It wasn't like he had, like, a retarded son he could turn to.
I'm sure he would have dumped that kid first.
And I apologize for going back, but just as far as ideas are concerned, so, okay, great. She's burned. The sacrifice has been made. Now what happens? What is going to happen?
Well, the fire god talks to that witch. Because here's the thing. In this world, that religious shit actually does happen. Like, it works. Like, she obviously was, you know, in the north, on top of the wall, not wearing anything. Her skin was still warm. You know, she gave birth to a ghost baby. So, in this world, religion is a real thing. And there is, like, some sort of, like, a higher power, I guess. So, I don't know. Right. Who knows how, you know, George R. R. Martin, which, by the way, why does his middle name require two R's?
Sorry, Reginald Rodney?
I'm starting to get sick of George. You're George.
How about George Rock and Roll Martin?
I'm George Rick Roll Martin.
Rick Roll Martin.
He's never going to give you up.
No, not at all.
Not on that last book, anyway.
Nope.
Well, hopefully his heart doesn't give out, that fat slob. But, okay, so, I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess in this world, I mean, we'll do, we're trying to make sense of, and logically think of a thing where dragons exist. So, obviously, this whole religious thing would, I mean, who knows? I don't know how it's going to play out, but I know something's going to happen because there's always been some sort of a supernatural aura about that Dutch chick, so.
Well, the other thing, too, is that while that obviously awful scene was going on and she's screaming for dear life and mom and dad and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. The army is wincing collectively, but then when her mother starts coming up to try to save her, they all hold her back. So obviously they've bought into this whole thing. Well, okay, we're either going to die here or we're going to believe this red woman so that we can, you know, finally beat Ramsay and all the Boltons and everybody else.
Right. Yeah, you're right. They drank the Kool-Aid at that particular moment.
I actually have another question, too. I mean, since Rami's on right now, and it's kind of off topic. Okay, it's about the giants. Giant. How do they breed? Or how is he going to breed? Is there a girl somewhere? Like they haven't shown any female giants.
He's a guy that's got to fuck other giants.
How does he breed? Like, because they haven't shown any female giants. Like, can he just rape a woman, I guess?
Just want to see giant tits, don't you?
Is that what you're looking for?
That's what he's
looking for. No, it has nothing to do. I want to know, like, is he an endangered animal? Because, like, there's only one of them that they've ever shown.
They showed a couple of giants, I think, in the Wildling Camp.
Yeah, from the previous season.
But all males, you're right. They didn't really show any giant chicks. Good point. But then again, maybe they're like dwarves in the fact that the men and women kind of look similar.
Or do they get birthed by eggs?
I don't think giants are birthed by eggs, no.
No, I think Mance Rayder had at one point explained to Jon Snow whenever Snow had come over to their camp to try to, first of all, try to kill him and try to make peace, but they were saying that they are an endangered species, like Jon and Buttercup just said, because she's literally sitting next to me. I'm going to hand her the phone after this. But, yeah, they're the last of their line. So
okay,
they don't,
so there is
they don't,
no more female giants.
Exactly. Unfortunately, Dutch, you were not going to see giant ass titties.
No, we're not.
No, but like, I guess like let's say if I was the giant and I was the endangered species, I think the last thing on my plate would be trying to fight to the death. I think I'd want to wander off somewhere and try to reproduce, and then maybe.
What are you going to reproduce in, dude? If you're this size and everybody else is like the size of that of like a Labrador retriever, no, smaller than a lab retriever, like you can't fuck it.
Unless giants and dragons can reproduce, that would be interesting.
And then they would be birthed as eggs because dragons give birth to eggs.
Why are we getting into bestiality with dragons now?
It was bothering me for a while.
That's what bothered you about this last episode?
No, it wasn't last episode. It was just this season, because the previous season, like I said, the previous season they had several giants, And then how in this one, they have one giant. Fuck. And then like the last episode with that gigantic battle, and they had that one giant. I'm like, okay, he's going to sacrifice himself to save the rest of these peons. It's like, no, he's swinging a flamey log and knocking out people. It's like, wait. And then I was like, how's he going to get on the boat? Like, how that water has to be too. Okay, it's just deep enough for him. So, like, is it just that deep for him to, like, walk across? Or is he going to, like, hop on or hang on to, like, the boat to get to the White Watch?
Yeah, they really didn't say. I'm assuming he had to get on one of the boats at one point.
He would have tipped it over.
Not necessarily.
Well, wasn't it the narrow sea that they were crossing?
Yeah.
So maybe it wasn't that deep.
But it's still an ocean. I mean, the guy's like, what, 20 feet, 25 feet tall?
Yeah, roughly.
Okay. So, dude, and yeah. There's
cold water, hypothermia.
So you think he would have been, yeah, because he would have had hypothermia. Even though, okay, if he was crossing a narrow sea, he would still be on his tiptoes like he was crossing the deep end of like an Olympic-sized pool.
Okay, look at this. He's getting in one of those big-ass ships. To him, it would be like a canoe. You could still get inside of a canoe.
Yeah, but a big ass ship.
You're not
tipping
a canoe over if you can sit correctly.
Okay, but like those ships didn't look like the Titanic. How much weight can those things take? They would have had to have at least one boat for just the giant.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and explain this.
What's the weight ratio of one giant versus a regular human person?
You're trying to. This world has dragons. I'm sure they can figure out how to fucking get a giant across the sea with a boat.
Okay, but a dragon can fly. Dragon doesn't need to be on a boat. I'm just saying
just,
that, like,
it was just the one giant on a boat, and he's just paddling himself to wherever it is that he needs to go.
Right, like he used the ship like a boogie board,
like a canoe.
So then you think, so would that boat be tilting off to its side like the fat bitch in What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
I guess. I don't know. I've never actually thought about this before, and I'm starting to get mad the fact that I'm actually thinking about this when there's so many other things that happen in this episode.
Like the average warrior, that's the thing you're fucking focusing on. Because the average warrior, 6 feet, maybe that, and his weight would have to be at least 200 pounds. Giant, maybe 15 feet tall, would probably have to weigh a couple tons. I mean, he can smash people with his
feet. You're acting like boats can't carry weight.
Not that big.
But you saw how many people got on that boat?
Okay, they had a special giant boat. Let's just leave it at that. Can we move on, please, from the stupid ship talk?
Wait, what, was there one boat or more than one?
I hate you,
there were several boats, and they had those gigantic lifeboats.
If he laid down on one of them and distributed his weight evenly, and a bunch of people sat on top of him, it totally.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you with your Eastern European knowledge.
Not only is 1-1 a hell of a giant, he's also a hell of an engineer, and he understands water physics, and so he's good to go.
Yeah, what if he's, like, really, really, really smart? He's, like, the smartest person in Westeros. He's like, here, hit them.
Joel?
Can we move forward?
Yes, I'm sorry, because okay. Nobody really gave me an answer.
It doesn't require... Oh, my God. All right, anyways, so the fighting pits. Now, yeah, well, okay, so that whole thing happened, and it was essentially, you know, that of you know, gladiator type shit. But then John Legend came in. Now, what was he doing behind the scenes? Remember he said he's like, I was just preparing, making sure everything was good or whatever. Like, was he, I first thought that maybe he was behind the guys in the mask who attacked at the end. But
you mean the guy sitting next to
Khaleesi?
Yeah.
Sons of the Harpy.
Oh, I thought he was, but then they killed him. So
he could have been a martyr. He could have been like, hey, you got to die for the rest of them so that we can play it off as it was just an elaborate attack.
I don't think they really care about playing it off. I think they just want to really overtake everything and put things back to the way they were in Marine. So,
or how about the fact, how many Sons of the Harpy were there and they all then just bum rush the queen? They all just like fought.
Well, no,
like
they first started stabbing women and children for no reason. Like, I thought that was a little unnecessary.
Well, here's a point that Sweet D actually brought up. So out of all the Sons of the Harpy, and they're surrounding everybody and they're killing women and children in the crowds, where the hell are the Unsullied?
They
wasn't
came
she bragging
in
about
later.
Having a, well, they came later, but I mean, they're supposed to be protecting their queen.
You know what, dude? So that's a plot hole.
Eight of them,
Hold on, I'm like, watching the scene, like, where the fight's going on. There's an Unsullied at every 10th step. I'm like, I paused it just as you started talking, Mark, and it's a crowd shot, and you see Unsullied scattered throughout the crowd at the stairways.
And then there's 8 of them around the tent pavilion for Daenerys.
So they were there. They just, I don't know. I think that whole scene of them getting uncovered took a lot longer than we thought it did.
People were going to be attacking.
Yeah.
And I actually thought, because they didn't show the last guy that Jorah the Explorer took out, I actually thought he was going to come up and like stab him in the back or something, but it ended up being him just like throwing a spear because he saw a harpy dude trying to attack.
By the way, Khaleesi's parrot boyfriend, the guy who just sits there and just kind of like, you know, he's just shit-talking her, you know, soon-to-be husband, like right to his face, and she just allows it. That guy rules.
She loved that. She loved that whole banter where he was talking about, yeah, no one bet on me. That's okay. You guys can keep not betting on me and see how that turns out.
Right. She's just talking about like
eating it up.
Oh, she loved the fact that he was just trash talking. But then it was, how funny it was that he was like, quickness, you know, you'd always want to bet on the quick over the strength. And then they turn and the guy's head comes off from the big brute.
Yeah, that dude with like the big fucking a claymore just slices off his head.
Yeah. So now, what was the whole clapping thing? Did they explain that? Well, nobody here has read the books, so I don't know
like
why.
Like the clapping thing when she starts to, I guess because it'd be the same thing like if an emperor starts a battle or whatever. It's like, yay, begin, let the games begin, or round one, fight.
Here, hold on. I actually have that conversation right here. Hold on, listen to this. Play,
Kings
play.
Kings and queens never bet on the games. Perhaps you should go find someone who does.
People used to bet against me when I fought in the pits. You would have bet against me. Common novice mistake.
I've spent much of my life in this arena, and in my experience, larger men do triumph over smaller men, far more often than not.
Has your experience ever involved any actual fighting? You, yourself, have you ever tried to kill another man who was trying to kill you?
Whenever I got into the pit against a beast like that one, the crowd saw me all skin and bone back then. When they saw a pile of angry muscles ready to murder me, they couldn't get their money out faster. The pile of angry muscles never had any muscles here. Or here.
Meanwhile, he's flipping a blade around. Like, she just gives him carte blanche to, like, essentially humiliate her future husband right to his face.
So we can all agree that she has a type. She's got a type in the fact that if you've got enough bravado and can actually back it up, then she's going to at least tolerate you, if not fall in love with you or get you back into her graces. Like, Jorah the Explorer is now the happiest man on Earth, right? Because he finally was able to, like, hold her hand. Like, I finally came back, right, and I was able to hold her hand.
Yeah, well, he had to prove himself the fact that he saved her life because the guy was coming up to kill her. So I guess had to take something extreme like that.
But even prior to that, there's a couple like camera pans to her when Jorah was fighting. You can tell that she was getting a little wet. Like, yeah, you got something there.
Well, I mean, it goes to Mark's point though. Like, you know, the guys with enough bravado, she kind of, you know, she likes a lot. But hence why, you know, the Dinkles is like her, you know, number one guy now. Because he came in and was like, yeah, I don't know if I really want to advise you, even though I'm your captor. Like, he had the balls to say that to her. So she took a liking to it.
Dinkles did all right in the fight. He stabbed a couple of people.
Right. I'm just talking about like when she first met him.
Yeah.
He had just hit the pair of balls in that guy was great. And it worked. So here, let's finish the rest of this.
Also,
go ahead.
Also saved Miss Sandy too. And those washboard abs.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, here, let's finish the rest of this conversation here.
And the big men were always too slow to stop my dagger from going where their muscles weren't. Yes, whenever I saw a beast like that one standing across from me, making his beast faces, I knew I could rest easy.
There goes his head.
Yep.
Just walks away in disgust. How'd that happen?
Oh, shit. There goes my point. I was just, ugh.
That's okay, Dutch.
He's just smiling, looks over at his shoulders, it's like, oh no. But
now here's the question that I have, and maybe somebody knows more than I do. How did she manage to get the dragon there?
Before we get into that, I mean, obviously we mentioned the whole Jorah the Explorer thing. You know, he went through, fought, you know, he basically killed three guys in the ring because they were having a 6-on-6, whatever kind of thing. And he ended up, you know, how old is Jorah the Explorer supposed to be? Like, is he like, in his 50s?
75.
Wow, I didn't realize he was that old.
No way.
He's like 60. I'd say 60, mid-60s.
Okay. So anyway, so he goes through, you know, kills everything. Obviously, he hurls the spear, what he you thought was going to be
at Carlisi. Really good, that was a really good throw, too. He exactly. threw between two people to nail this cocksucker that was going to take out
and so,
Daenerys.
You're right. And then it, from what it seemed like, a third of the fucking crowd all puts on masks, and they're obviously the what's the name of that group again?
Sons of the Harpy.
Sons of the Harpy.
Is there an echo?
Go through and just starts fucking murdering just random people. It was like their goal was let's kill you know, Carlisi, but on the way let's cut a few throats and stab a few pregnant ladies and let's just you know, it'll be fun. It'll get my practice up. It's like, you know, it's like batters in the batter box where they put a little bit of extra weight on their bat. It's like, oh, let me get used to the swing real quick.
I mean, when they put the donut in when they're in the warm up area,
right? The extra weight. So that's essentially what they were doing when they came down, and then they just got fucking surrounded.
And then did anybody notice, you know, when people people that were in the Sons of the Harpy clan while they were fighting the Unsullied or Jorah or super hot Dario guy, Dario Naharis,
oh, he's so fucking
men and women were part of that whole thing. Because I saw a couple masks fly off, and there were guys and girls. I was like, holy shit, it's not just exclusively guys. So clearly it's something that's been polarizing, you know, the city of Meereen.
That's the thing is that, like, I'm sure in their minds they are correct. Because they probably – because at first, like, when you first found out about it, you thought it was just, like, you know, the masters and people who are loyal to them were part of this. But it's clearly, like, a complete and utter uprising. That is
who is their ringleader, or are they all just like rioting?
There's really no ringleader, at least not from what they say.
Yeah, nothing like the High Sparrow.
Right.
Oh.
And at this point of the season, it's going to be way too late to introduce somebody that's, you know, a leader unless they do it in the last episode. Who knows?
Yeah, no, they're kind of just the linchpin to Carlisi rising to her full potential.
Well, that's the last lesson that she has to learn, that it's not one person trying to start an uprising against her. They don't want her there.
Right. And then it's how do you deal with people who want to kill you?
Yeah.
You can't be a softie about it. Like, so she's gone back and forth and back and forth as far as trying to figure out how this whole leadership thing works. And I think this is like the final.
She's tried being nice every which way. Like, fine, go ahead. Slaughter each other at the pits. They're still happy.
I think she's really fighting. She doesn't want to be a Targaryen. Like she wants to be a Targaryen, but not a Targaryen. You know what I mean? Like she doesn't want to have the you know she's, stigma of a Mad King's daughter or anything like that. She wants to be.
She doesn't want to have gold poured on her head.
Right. Well, what? Oh.
Well, she's trying to follow the advice that the Dinkles gave her, which is she doesn't want to be terrible. She wants to be the right kind of terrible.
Right.
Exactly. And so all this leading up to, you know, okay, fine, I'll relent. I'll open up the fighting pits. Okay, fine. I'll only kill the masters. Okay, fine. I'll do this and that. And like you're saying, Dutch, everything is blown up in her face because she's trying to please everybody when she really should be just focusing on, you know, leading everybody, even if it means making decisions that people are going to be agreeing with.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if she slaughters half the city in the next episode. This is a grand finale.
So,
well, in all fairness, half the city is trying to kill her.
Well, it seemed like it there. I think that was their 9/11. Like, let's all plan on this one day and let's make sure that we're all there. So that might have been the majority of the rebels of the city.
You think put all the cards in that one attack?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Because just the sheer amount of them that were there. Either way, just the fact that there's a huge uprising, you know, coming from after her anyways, that whole thing just kind of leads up to her, like, kind of, you know, hardening the fuck up and stop being, like, you know, trying to be a good leader and start being a leader. So basically, you know, the whole thing, the rebels attack from basically this entire arena. They come swarming in from everywhere, and they end up in the center of the arena with all their, what was remaining of the Unsullied and everybody else, fending them off. And then, what was the name of her dragon?
Drogon.
Drogon the Dragon, shows up. Now, John, you were asking, like, you know, how do they know, or how did she know? What did you ask earlier, or did Dennis, did you ask?
I asked how the fuck the
Dennis asked.
I'm there. Yeah, because she just turned, closed her eyes, and suddenly you heard the dragon showing up.
Well, here's the answer to it. Do you know where your mom is right now? Probably I do. Because every good kid knows where their mommy is. Because the second he landed and he starts fucking fools up, and then they start throwing spears at him or whatever, and she runs over and she pulls the spear out. He turns around and he starts screaming, "Ow! Fuck!" And he looks at her and he's just like, "Oh, hey, mommy." Like, you like see. By the way, animation was brilliant. But, dude, if you look at that, like, whoever was that was able to give that dragon that expression of, "Oh, hey, mom," you know, like, that face was just like, "Oh, yes, he remembers."
How about the fact that every time she comes so close, that all she wants to do is just touch the dragon, give it like a motherly tap, and she always comes like centimeters away, and then nothing, and then like something stops it. Either it backs away or someone tries to stab it.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, it's like she had to let her dragons go through their rebellious teenage years, which I'm assuming dragons age the same way dogs do.
You got to give them space. They got to listen to their, you know, hard rock music.
Right. Get the ears pierced. Get a
mohawk.
You
need to show that you're the dominant animal, the pack leader. You got to go. You got to. Otherwise, it's just going to run rampant and poop everywhere.
Mulan Caesar, the dragon trainer.
Let me tell you something. That whole scene where Drogon was just setting Sons of the Harpy on fire.
Oh, he was setting fools on fire left and right.
That was a fuck yeah moment, like out loud.
Hell yeah.
Kick ass. I know that they always go into how much they spend on each episode and the production value and everything else.
He said, "Oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire."
That's right. Praise Jesus. Praise the Rev Woman, whoever you want to praise.
Amen. He's on fire.
What about Brienne? Where the hell's Brienne been?
I think they kind of addressed her in the first two episodes, and then they're kind of letting that story rest, sort of like Bran's storyline, letting it rest for a little bit for right now, and then bringing it back with a vengeance next season.
And I still think that the goddamn mountain is going to run rampant in this final season for this.
Do you think he's going to come back? I don't think it's not this season.
I've been saying it every single episode, and once in a while they'll hint to him.
Well, here's the thing.
I think he's gonna make an appearance.
You know what? They could dedicate a lot of the last episode to the Cersei timeline because they really don't have to address much of the Daenerys Targaryen timeline, you know, with the whole Cersei thing. Because that was a kind of a nice little pretty bow for this season to just have her ride off on a dragon. So what do you guys think they are going to address in the next episode?
Well, I think I think they will address something in regards to Cersei because the next episode is called Mother's Mercy. Now, take that for what you will.
I think meaning Cersei, not Targaryen or the wait, did you say Cersei or do you mean Khaleesi?
I said Cersei, but I actually mean both because, you know, she is the mother of dragons, and so maybe she'll show mercy to the people of Meereen somehow, some way, now that she's able to ride a motherfucking dragon wherever she wants.
You don't think it can be an ironic title? Like,
It could.
Yeah, I think it really is going to be Cersei on a fucking warpath in the next episode.
I think in the next episodes, they're going to make Cersei take the naked walk in the town.
Oh,
that's right.
I forgot they do that. The naked
walk. And
I saw it's going to be in a stocks. That's right.
She's going to confess, and then she'll do the naked walk. And then Jamie will come back, and then she is literally going to cunt rape every one of those motherfuckers once she gets out of jail.
But my prediction is that they're going to do that, and the mountain's going to show up.
Naked Lena Hadley.
Yeah.
Naked pregnant Lena Hadley.
Too old. Sorry.
I've seen interviews with that girl. Man, is she shy and uncomfortable in interviews. Like, she's one of those pure actresses where, like, you see her outside of her element, and she's just really uncomfortable.
She's very soft-spoken in real life.
Very much so.
But, man, was she an awesome fucking mob boss in Dread.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that she was in that. Yeah. That was a great movie. Mm-hmm. Okay, so obviously we know that we're gonna have some sort of a wrap up and closure and you know scorched earth policy with the Cersei storyline because of Jaime coming back, or I'm sure they're probably gonna intertwine one way or another. What else do you think they're gonna touch on? Do you think they're gonna touch on? Oh, that's another thing we haven't mentioned: Jon Snow bringing the wildlings in and basically the brothers of the Night Watch accepting it but not liking it. Which, why would they?
Oh, they're definitely giving him the evil eye.
Yeah, but like, how do you think that storyline is going to play out? I have no idea, because obviously right now they're the ones in line of fire of the White Walkers, so...
It's going to be a gigantic, horrible, motherfucking cliffhanger. They're going to do something, and it's like, oh, wait, that! And then the credits.
It's probably not going to end well for Jon Snow. Sorry, ladies.
No.
They're not going to kill.
No, he's not dying. There's no way. But
he's like the Daryl of Westeros.
Well, here's the thing. In Game of Thrones, he actually exists. In Walking Dead, Daryl doesn't even exist.
Although this is what happens when you're in middle management, everything just sucks. Not to mention the fact that Davos is coming on Stannis' orders to go get more food, more supplies, more horses, more troops, so that he can do whatever it is expected to happen after he sacrificed his kid. Which, by the way, I don't think that's going to be resolved either. This whole war between the Boltons and Stannis Baratheon, that's still going to be left up in the air.
Okay, so they're going to address, obviously, that as well.
You know what? That's going to be the argument. What exactly helped them? Was it Davos getting it, or was it the stupid god of the fucking red-titted lady? I bet that's going to come up.
Yeah, I think it's going to be that. I think the majority...
Stannis is going to be, no, it was the sacrifice. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Do you think Melisandre is going to be ousted?
No. She has too good a hold on everything.
Of tits.
I mean, she obviously has a good hold if the army's buying into it and holding the mother back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, the mom bought in, like, hook, line, and sinker. She's like, yeah, fuck my husband, please. I'm too unworthy of an actual wife because I only gave you this girl who caught leprosy or whatever the fuck that disease is.
Dragon scale.
There you go. No, is it dragon or is it grayscale?
Whatever.
Grayscale.
Something scale.
Whatever. The point is that, like, I want those women in my life. I want to, like, get married to a girl who's just like, yes, please, fuck every other girl. I'm not worthy. How great would that be?
Although here's another point that was made whenever I was reading throughout this week, is that if Jon Snow would have had sex with the Red Woman, then Shireen Baratheon would have still been alive. So this is all Jon Snow's fault, ladies. I'm sorry, but he really does know nothing, especially when it comes to kid care.
God, I miss Ingrid like every day.
Oh man, do you think every Ingrid in a previous season, do you think the White Walkers are gonna like resurrect her?
No.
No, she was burned. She was burned alive.
Yeah, she's okay. Not alive.
Burned whenever she was dead. Sorry.
Right, yeah.
Burned dead.
Just saying, because like you saw how they reanimated the corpses when they're in that.
I
battle
loved her character so fucking much, dude. I was so pissed when she died. I knew why she had to, but you know, because otherwise, you know, he wouldn't have hardened up to be, you know, the tough fuck that he is now to be the actual Lord of the Night's Watch. So
here you go. For the last episode, is Arya going to go through with killing what's his name?
Yes.
Asshole man that's sleeping with underage girls?
Yes.
Yes, totally. I totally think it's part of a test.
Yeah, okay. So I think that's the four things that are going to happen. Cersei goes on a rampage. Arya kills a pedophile. John,
there was too much build up of what an asshole he is for him not to die.
Yes,
he has to die.
Yeah, definitely. Especially, yeah. I think something fucked up is going to happen between the Boltons and the Baratheons. I'm not sure what, but something fucked up is going to happen. I can't put my finger on it.
They're going to bring out another greatest hits album.
So I know they're going to address it at one point. And then the last part of the storyline would be shit! What were we talking about?
What's to have Daenerys?
Oh no! I don't think they're gonna address that. I think that was the pretty bow. That's the end of this storyline for this season because they did the same thing last season. They didn't.
Are we gonna see for the final episode? Are we gonna see any more of Littlefinger?
Oh.
Oh, we forgot about him.
Maybe he'll have like a surprise cameo at the end. Be like, hey, I'm still alive and I'm still here.
Like, hello.
Oh, which...
I'm sorry. And I know that everyone's been talking about Cersei getting out. Is Marjorie getting out?
Ooh.
If one does, then both would, I would assume.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the ending scene is like she gets out, kills all of the sparrows, and then her last thing is like strangling Marjorie by herself. you know what I mean?
Another thing that social media has been bringing up, they keep on bringing up hints of Lady Stoneheart. Do you think we're going to see any of that?
Who's Lady Stoneheart?
They've abandoned that for a while. They're not bringing Lady Stoneheart back.
Who's Lady Stoneheart? I forget.
This season.
That's the resurrected Catelyn Stark that's been brought up a couple times now from the Night King, where she's supposed to be his beau, his queen.
Right, but that's hinted because essentially she's the mother, or something has to do with Jon Snow, right? Like,
correct.
She fucked a Targaryen. I think that was a theory that we all came up with.
I remember that was the theory. I think
that may all. Royce.
Oh, you're breaking up.
Ed. Does bring up a good point that may also be what Mother's Mercy means too.
Mm. Yeah.
Royce was also bringing up a good point that may be what Mother's Mercy means.
Right. Okay. All right. Oh shit.
When was the last time we saw anything of Lord Varys, by the way? He kind of disappeared 5-6 episodes back.
Which one was Lord Varys?
He was the eunuch.
That old eunuch guy who was bringing Tyrion to Daenerys to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was never a principal character.
Yeah, once Tyrion got lost in the market, maybe he's still in the market.
Well, yeah. No, they mentioned in passing that he was called back, quote unquote.
Yeah, he's not even a principal character or a storyline kind of guy. He's one of those guys who kind of like interweaves if need be.
Yeah, I think he's a part with Littlefinger about as much as he, you know.
Yeah, both of them are kind of like just interweaving, keeping like the glue of the storylines together, like make it legit, I guess. So, but shit, dude, it's already fucking 10:30. So, all right, let's get out of here. You closing thoughts? What do you guys think of this week, and what do you think about next week? Cakes, go.
This week's was fantastic, which only means that I know it's not going to happen. In my mind, I hope that the season finale goes over the hour mark, and I hope they pile in as much as they can in the best way possible. It'll probably end up a huge cliffhanger, just a prelude for the next season, but it's going to be a fucking slobber knocker.
Bonnaroo Road Trip crew, what do you guys think?
Well, they're in the midst of driving around the mountains. I think that, hey, remember when everybody was saying, oh, the season isn't that great, and then it's been ramped up every single episode for the last 4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah, those people can die.
My only thing that I really, really hate is that after this week, I'm going to have to wait another 10 months.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to suck. So, all right, D-Boy, last one for you.
But I'm expecting great things.
I hope Daenerys slaughters half that town, if not the entire town. Fuck every single one of them, and fuck Stannis while we're at it.
Okay, you want Scorched Earth, okay.
I am dead.
All right, you guys, we'll get out of here. Thank you for listening to Wieners and Such, the Game of Thrones internet radio show podcast. If you guys want to, we only have one more week left, but we will be doing this every time that this particular show is on, here on morelikeradio.com. I mean, this season, we did it Wednesdays from 9:30 to 10:30. Just keep checking back. If you guys want to hear or talk or anything about that stuff, just tweet us, HJuiceMarie, HippoJuiceFilm, Western Echo, Joel Dutch, or John, do you even Twitter anymore or no?
I don't.
John's epitome. Or just send him pictures of big boobs on Facebook. John Cinzari. So, all right, you guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Wiener, 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 wiener,